Welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Picture this. A never-ending to-do list, a calendar bursting at the seams, the constant ping of notifications, and that nagging sense of unfinished business hanging over your head. That's the nature of commitment. It is both a potent tool for achieving progress and a source of potential overwhelm. In the realm of mental well-being and personal productivity, commitments are agreements you make with yourself and with others. These agreements shape your days, goals, and ultimately your life experiences. So, what does it really mean to commit? Well, to begin with, commitment is a deceptively simple word. It could mean promising yourself to follow a new workout plan or finally launching that side hustle you've been daydreaming about. Perhaps committing to a deeper relationship or even carving time for yourself amidst your hectic schedule. There is also an underlying sense of dedication, a steadfast determination that distinguishes commitment from a casual whim or fleeting promise. Commitments come in different forms, so let's explore them. Firstly, there are external commitments. These are promises you make to others. For example, think of your colleagues, friends, and family. They often have deadlines or expectations attached to them, like a project deadline for work or a friend's birthday celebration. Secondly, let's delve into internal commitments. These are the deals you strike with yourself, your goals, habits, or values you want to uphold. Think about finally learning a particular skill, committing to eating healthfully, or making a vow to be more present in your daily life. Finally, existential commitments are the deepest layer. These encompass overarching beliefs and principles that guide your life, a commitment to compassion, contribution, leaving a positive impact, or living a life of integrity. Implementing commitments comes with its positives and negatives. On the plus side, commitments give you focus. They shine a light on your priorities and pave the way for where to spend your time and energy. Furthermore, honoring your commitments pushes you to develop new skills and expands your comfort zone, encouraging personal growth. And let's not forget the deep satisfaction that comes with keeping your word to yourself or others, a real boost to your motivation and self-esteem. But there are also downsides. Too many commitments can lead to burnout and exhaustion, taking a toll on your mental health. Being overly committed can leave little room for spontaneity, adaptability, or much-needed rest. And inevitably, sometimes, commitments will be broken. This can lead to self-criticism and disappointment. The key lies in finding an optimal and sustainable balance. Commitments serve you best when they are intentional, realistic, and aligned with your values. Essentially, the benefits of making and honoring commitments outweigh the downsides, but only if you approach them with facts and self-awareness. So, how can you manage commitments effectively? It is necessary to understand that prioritization is vital. Not all commitments are equal, so differentiate between the truly important and the distractions. Practice saying no to protect your time and energy. Also, don't underestimate the power of scheduling. Put your commitments into your calendar as if they were a meeting. This makes them tangible and important. Finally, remember and accept that life is unpredictable. Allow for adjustments and be flexible enough to renegotiate commitments when needed. Commitments are complex beasts, but they are indispensable to living a fulfilling life. They hold immense transformative power, but only if you learn to handle them with a conscious approach. So when you make your next commitment, ask yourself, will it inspire or drain you? Can it truly align with your heart's desires, or is it based on external pressure? Is it something you truly have the capacity for? Your ability to answer these questions honestly and to act accordingly is the cornerstone of beneficial and sustainable commitments that lead to a life well lived. Remember, commitments should be tools to propel you forward, not chains that hold you back. So, choose wisely, act with intention, and embrace the journey of personal growth that unfolds with each commitment you honor. Let your commitments guide you towards your best, balanced, and most authentic self. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.